Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So I'm a little concerned, about our first guest this morning. Well, actually not concerned about the guest, because that I have no issue with. The issue is that it seems to me that this might be a move towards an intervention. Because here I was looking at my runner, and I see that Senna has introduced Cheryl Cohen, who's a psychologist in private practice, well known to us. This is how it reads. This is the topic: is Howard's hysteria valid and justified? Now, just the framing of this question is deeply problematic for me, because hysterical, fine. I might have reacted when a bird flies into my house downstairs, flies upstairs, chooses our bedroom, flies over our bed, ignores my wife, and discharges its payload all over me. I don't think it's hysteria. I think that is justified outrage. Cheryl Cohen, a very, very good morning to you. I'm sorry that you've been dragged into this. But
Howard, I can't stop giggling.
Me too, but mine is a hysterical one. You know, it's like people laughing at funerals. I feel like that's what I'm doing.
Really, it's funny.
It is funny. Of course it's funny, and that's the whole point. But it is a mad thing that I could see it by the reaction. I filmed a quick thing yesterday, and within I don't know how many hours, like, there are literally tens of thousands of people who have watched this and commented on it, which means it resonates for people. Tell me, why do you think that is?
I think it resonates because I think that people understand, or what they take from it is, there's two things actually. My mind is racing, so I'm thinking about the question.
Yeah.
But there's a few things. So the first one is that I think everybody has had that experience of being helpless,
yes,
in a situation.
Yes.
And that really does create quite a reaction. And it's funny to see, or also humorous to see.
Right.
Perhaps, and you've made it into a humorous episode or experience, but it's interesting to see how other people react to unforeseen or unpredictable circumstances. And that's exactly kind of what happened, is that you felt probably very, very shocked,
yes,
helpless,
of course,
out of control, and your reaction was an automatic response. And that's very familiar for all of us. We all have automatic responses.
Right.
And it's actually quite not only psychological, but even neurological, in that our adrenaline kicks in, and our central nervous system is activated. And then you react in quite an uncontrollable response. So it's an uncontrollable situation with an uncontrollable response, and your parasympathetic nervous system, which calms you down, just goes kind of flips and is not activated, and that only happens later.
Correct.
Which is pretty much now.
Right.
And it's interesting, the other thing I was thinking about when you asked the question is that how people respond to these
That's
situations.
That's also so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And your response is one of humor, which is a very healthy defense mechanism.
Right.
And what it does is it turns quite a painful experience into a very manageable experience. And it's actually a very, very age-old defense or coping mechanism. In fact, the first time we see it is in little children. And since I'm a developmental psychologist, I'm very much in touch
with that
development.
Mm-hmm.
But you see it when you play peekaboo with children, or jack in the box, where you hide, let's say, something or yourself, and then that separation can be quite painful for a little baby, because they don't have what's called object permanence. And so they don't think mommy's there or daddy is there. They think they've gone. And then you suddenly reappear, and it's funny. So
that's
it's
so
a
interesting.
Healthy.
I never thought of it that way. That's so
fascinating.
Yeah,
so it's a healthy defense mechanism. But what's also funny, Howard, is how your listeners and your paparazzi respond.
Right. It is. It is because and some of it is fascinating because people are all I'm fascinated or interested in the fact that we look for meaning in this. And I can't tell you how many people have told me it's somebody from another world coming to visit, or it's lucky, or it means this. And to me, it was just, and it remains, a bird that pooped on my head. But I find the need to find meaning in something so random. It's interesting because we do that and we do that in the bigger picture, and I'm very supportive of doing it in the bigger picture and saying, well, this is an unpleasant circumstance that's happened in my life. It means, well, I need to gain something from it. I need to learn from it. I need to grow from it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a message from my late mom.
Totally. And you know, that's another defense mechanism, yeah, or coping mechanism, depends how you see it.
Yes.
But is that it's to attach meaning to helpless to these type of, or to any situation where you're not in control, so you attach meaning to it, and it's that need to put yourself back into control. And we call it, actually, it's got a word, it's called psychic equilibrium. It's that the minute something feels out of control, you find a strategy to gain mastery or control over the situation. And people do it in a number of different ways. One is humor, one is finding, you know, spirituality, I suppose, or spiritual meaning. And sometimes it's just rubbish.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel good.
That's exactly, because after Shabbat, I was Googling, you know, if I'm going to die or not, and my wife is Googling the mystical meaning of of what this could have meant, you know, which is quite funny. Just to go back to something that you said, I read a while back a brilliant definition of humor that always has stuck with me, because it's definitely something I know that I employ, which is humor is emotional turmoil remembered in tranquility.
Wow.
And I
that's
think
that, beautiful.
Yeah, and it's so right, because I know that's what I do, is I take an emotionally turbulent a turmoil, and I'm now thinking back at it and seeing it in a very different and sort of funny way.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, Howard, one has to be, I mean, I'm really not trying to blow hot air up your other end, but actually, one needs to be really smart.
Right.
To see the humor.
Ah,
it's
okay.
It's also a reflection of good, like, cognitive capacity, or to see the other side, you know,
right,
to reframe it.
Yes. But isn't, I would have thought it's a very natural thing. You know, Jews, we've done this for millennia. You know, we have pogrom jokes, which are awful. And, you know, Jews somehow, isn't it built into our memory, DNA, that are part of our trauma, obviously. We've used humor to cope for millennia.
Yeah, totally. It's so true. In fact, I think there's a lot of Yiddish jokes.
Yes.
That, you know, as you say, that and phrases that are so expressive of the contradiction and the dialectic of an experience, you know, that actually they hold us and they help us to define who we are.
That's so interesting. And as I'm talking to you, I'm hearing Hardy Dawes outside and my heart is racing. Did you think I've got PTSD from...
That project, we also have to be aware of the projection, you know. So
yes.
If one is looking for a particular, or feeling a particular way, you know, let's say you were really thinking at the time or having a dream about your... the World Cup soccer, you might have thought it was one of the teams that had come to visit and,
so
you know,
interesting.
Whatever. I mean, I'm making that up as rubbish.
Yes, of course.
We have to also be self-aware and to know what is the projection from us? What are we wanting to hear or to see? And that actually that is just a reflection of us, not necessarily a reflection of anything else.
I absolutely love that. Cheryl Cohen, thank you for that. What an interesting conversation. Absolutely loved it. It is 6:44. Give me your thoughts. Give me your reaction. Do you do that? Do you look for meaning in things that probably don't have any or might have, but it just makes it easier, I guess, to cope with?